On Saturday, December 18th, a cold, dark chill is coming to Corpus Christi. Come witness a horror-inspired rap music experience like no other. Krampus Night, featuring the long-awaited hometown return of Shy361.
I'm trapped in this box and there's no...
Also performing... Godzilla.
You may look good, my dude, till you see behind
Loud
the scenes.
Mouth.
Got a couple fat Joes, couple punches.
Dark Street. Sir Toad. Swisher Coffin. Escalade and Jay Buggy.
It's a go
Mr. Fuentes. Outspoken. M.O. Steezy. Show kicks off at 7 p.m. $5 pre-sale. $10 door. Be naughty.
You're listening to another episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast with your hosts, the main event player, the Super C Kid himself, Furman Torres, the God among gods, the King among kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch walking God's green earth. And this episode is sponsored by Richest Billiards, 5815 Weber, not your average heroes. The legend continues, and also sponsored by Emo Night. And we begin the show right now.
Welcome to another great edition of the Main Event Talk Podcast with your host, the Main Event Player, the Super C Kid himself, Furman Torres, coming back at you, the God among gods, the King among kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch, walking God's green earth. We've got a lot we're going to cover this week on the Main Event Talk Podcast, and, well, believe it or not, this is going to be the first of many episodes coming this week because there's a lot that's going to be happening this week, so we're going to get right into it. As you know, the NWA had their event that happened this past Saturday, which was Hard Times 2. We're going to talk about that event. We're going to talk about the results of that. Now, just to let everybody know and just to get this out of the way, this episode is only going to be based on just the NWA at this point. But I am going to bring you some wrestling news in regards to some of the stuff that has been happening within the past couple of days. Some that occurred in other places other than Corpus Christi. You'll find out what that is in a moment. And I will also talk about a little bit of the results of NXT's War Games, which we will leave that alone until the next episode. And plus, there's going to be a lot of things we're going to be covering in the next couple of weeks. So, before we go ahead and talk about what's going to take place as far as wrestling goes, I want to go ahead and bring up some stuff over here because if you heard right at the beginning of the program, you heard that Saturday night, December 18th, over at Rich's Billiards, you know that it's going to be Krampus Night. It's going to feature the hometown return of Shy361. And, you know, once again, I mean, I want to call him Shy1. I don't care how the rest goes, but I can try and say Shy361 if I can. But before we talk about Krampus Night, before we talk about that event that's going to take place, I'm over here on the on some of the websites over here. I'm on my Facebook right now looking into a lot of things here. We're going to talk about what's going to happen at Rich's Billiards this coming week. Now, as you guys know, there's going to be an event happening over at Rich's Billiards live this coming Saturday. It's Emo Night, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Emo Night is going to be taking place over at Rich's Billiards live Saturday night, December 11th. So let's look into what is going to take place at Rich's Billiards this coming Saturday night. Let's see what we got here. Emo Night live Saturday night, December 11th, Rich's Billiards, 5015 Weber Road in Corpus Christi, Texas. Cheers X Tears, 18 and up are welcome with proper ID. $10 at the door. Event starts at 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And of course, this show is being done by none other than Ryan Anthony Alvarado. He's the guy that's doing this event and everything. He's done many of these events already at Rich's Billiards, and he's doing another one live December 11th on Saturday night. If you guys got nothing to do on a Saturday night, head over to Rich's Billiards and check out Emo Night live as it takes place. Invite your friends over, get everybody involved. It should be an epic night happening this coming Saturday night. We'll talk about that event and much more in the next few episodes, because, like I said before, we're going to be having a lot of events happening this week. So, and besides that event, let's see what we got here as well. We're in the webpage of XShy361. Big shout out to Mondo and everything else like that. We're going to his event right here. And as you heard at the beginning of the show, a horror-inspired rap music experience. Saturday night, December 18th, Krampus Night is going to take place over at Rich's Billiards. Also, Stone Cold Steve Austin's birthday. Let's get that out of the way, okay? Rich's Billiards, I suggest you go ahead and get as many of those Stone Cold Steve Austin beers as much as you can. So, I'm here on the Shy361 website, or not the website, but the event here on Facebook right here. It says, Krampus Night, a horror-inspired rap music experience featuring the hometown return of Shy361, a.k.a. Shy1. Also performances by Robzilla, La Malfa, Dark Street Sir Torres, Sir Tones, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Sir Tones, Swisher Coffin, and so much more. I would explain more, but I really can't at this point, and everything else like that. Doors open at 7 p.m. $5 pre-sale tickets, $10 at the door at Rich's Billiards, 5815 Weber. And as they say, be naughty. Krampus Night live Saturday night, December 18th. Should be an epic event. Big shout out to my boy Shy One. Mondo, if you will. It's going to be an epic night. No doubt. I'm going to try to make it for this event. As a matter of fact, I'll try to make it for both events. Both Emo Night and Krampus Night that will take place in December. So if you guys got nothing to do on a Saturday night, if you guys got nothing to do on Saturday night, December 11th, and you want to check out Emo Night, Rich's Billiards is definitely the place for you. And if you guys got nothing to do on Saturday night, December 18th, and if you want to experience the horror-inspired rap music experience, if you want to experience Krampus Night, Rich's Billiards is definitely the place for you. Live Saturday night, December 18th, live as it takes place. All these events will happen and much more at Rich's Billiards, 5815 Weber. Not your average heroes. The legend continues. Okay. Let me go ahead and give you guys a program update as to what's going to be happening in the next couple of days. Now, obviously today I'm going to be talking about NWA Hard Times 2. So that's what's going to happen on this episode. On the next episode, which will happen right after, well, this will happen tomorrow. It's going to be NXT War Games. We're going to do the review on that. I have a lot to say about that. And also, we're going to be having another episode of the Main Event Talk podcast happening on Thursday. Actually, I think in all intents and purposes, I think we're going to be doing it on Friday instead of Thursday. Now, the reason for that is there's going to be an event happening on December 11th, not just Emo Night over at Rich's Billiards, but also there's going to be a final battle, which will be the final pay-per-view of Ring of Honor Wrestling. As most of you guys know, Ring of Honor is set to prepare for their last and final pay-per-view. We don't know the stints of what's going to happen with Ring of Honor, but we do know that Ring of Honor's final battle is going to take place live December 11th. Let's see here. On December 11th, Ring of Honor announces that final battle would be held in UMBC Center, Event Center in Baltimore, Maryland, December 11th. This will be the last and final pay-per-view for Ring of Honor, which I'll be talking about because there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening. And it's going to be interesting to check out. So far, 11 matches have already been announced. And just to go ahead and get this out of the way here, we've got a match for the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship. Jonathan Gresham goes one-on-one against Bandino, who's the current champion. The ROH Women's World Championship will be on the line. Roxy will take on Willow Nightingale? Oh, there we go. Okay. Roxy taking on Willow Nightingale. Let's see. Several other matches, including a fatal four-way to determine who will be the new World Television Champion. Ring of Honor 6-man tag team titles are on the line. Also, Ring of Honor Pure Championship on the line. The World Tag Team titles will be decided. Fight Without Honor is going to take place as well. A 6-man matchup is also going to take place as well. And a 6-woman tag match as well. Also, a singles match to take place at Ring of Honor. All this is going to happen live December 11th, also on the same day as Emo Night. This will be the last and final pay-per-view for Ring of Honor. The main event will probably check this pay-per-view out before he heads out over to Emo Night and everything, hopefully, if everything goes as planned. But it's going to be interesting because this will be the final pay-per-view that's going to happen for Ring of Honor. I'll be talking about that in the next couple of episodes, and you'll know more information about Ring of Honor as to come. Now, let's get into... We're going to talk about the NWA Hard Times 2. We're also going to talk about NXT War Games, which will be the next episode. And then, of course, the following episode will be Ring of Honor's final battle, which we will also talk about when we have the opportunity. Okay, so let's talk about NWA Hard Times. Let's talk about what took place in this event. It happened this past Saturday night. A great event from head to toe. Love how this event went down. Several big surprises, and also, and just to get this out of the way, and I know some of you guys have saw it on Facebook, and some of you saw it on Instagram and Twitter as well, I've made headlines. The main event has made headlines all over, and you know what, speaking of that, I want to go ahead and see if I can bring it up right here. Because there was a story brewing in regards to what had happened. Let's see if I could pull up the deal real quick. Cage side. There we go. Cage side. Seats. There we go. All right. So there was a lot of things that happened here. Some that involve cage side seating, which we will talk about in a moment here. I think it was brought up in the deal here. Let me see if I can bring up. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Who am I kidding? Okay. Right here, they showed the pre-show and everything, the results here. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Okay. Alright, so I was trying to look into some stuff here and everything, and apparently I'm not going to look for that. I'll probably look for it on Twitter when I have the opportunity, but let me go ahead and just get right into some of the matches. There were two matches that took place in the pre-show. One match involved Mims versus Jax Dane. Crimson was in Mims' corner. I saw part of this match. And the winner of that match was Mims, and he defeated Jax Dane, clearly in the middle of the ring there. This was on the pre-show. If you guys had a chance to see it on YouTube, you know what's up. And if you have not had a chance to see it on YouTube, you can go over to YouTube right now and look for NWA Hard Times 2, the pre-show, and you'll see the two matches that took place in that pre-show event. Now, the next matchup was it was originally supposed to be a three-way match for the NWA Women's World Tag Team Championships. It was supposed to be the Hex taking on the team of Kylie Rae and Tootie Lynn, and also, Lady Frost was supposed to be a part of this event also. But she was, I believe she wasn't given access to come into the building because of, you know, COVID restricted deal and everything else like that, so it's understandable. So she was replaced with Missa Kate, I think that's her name, and her partner was Natalia Markova, who was also part of the event as well. And the new team that was brought into play was accompanied by Taryn Terrell. It was Genocide and Paula Blaze. So they were a part of this fatal four-way match. Great women's matchup, I gotta say. But at the end of the day, no matter what, the NWA Tag Team titles, the NWA Women's World Tag Team titles, are still in the possession of The Hex. Yes, The Hex hold on to the tag team titles and much more. So as soon as the event was over, then we get to the whole thing involving the NWA Hard Times event. Okay, so all right, so I stopped at some stuff that we'll be able to look into later on in just a moment. So the first matchup at the beginning of the pay-per-view was the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship qualifier. It was it says a gauntlet match, but that's not actually. Wait a minute. I'm right. This was a qualifier which featured several of the individuals in here, from Alex Taylor to Daivari, C.W. Anderson, Jamie Stanley, Jeremy Plickett, Carrie Morton, who was also accompanied by his father, Ricky Morton. And just in case that name doesn't ring a bell to anybody, Carrie Morton is Ricky Morton's son. And anybody that knows who Ricky Morton is, he is a member of the Rock and Roll Express with his partner, Robert Gibson. So you saw how that went down. Several father and son tag teams were involved in this matchup, including Luke Hawks and PJ Hawks as well. Sal Renaro and Victor Benjamin. And the winner of the match was Homicide. He was the last and final entrant in there. He defeated I think there was 12 men in the gauntlet, I think. 12 men? Yeah, 12 men seems to be about right here. So he qualifies for the match right there to advance to the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship. The next matchup is also an NWA Junior Heavyweight Championship qualifying match. Two former Ring, well, actually one that's a current Ring of Honor superstar right now until December 11th, and a former Ring of Honor world champion in Austin Aries. Austin Aries went one-on-one against Rhett Titus. This matchup was very spectacular to look at. Of course, Rhett Titus is the student, and Austin Aries is a teacher. You know, they faced off against each other before. Austin Aries is pretty much his mentor in this matchup. It was cool to see some Ring of Honor individuals. In this pay-per-view, it wasn't just stars from the NWA being involved in this one. It's stars from the Impact Wrestling and also stars from Ring of Honor taking place in this one as well. And there was only one Ring of Honor, or actually one AEW star that was involved in this event. We'll talk about it in just a moment. But in this matchup, the winner of the match advancing to the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship Finals, or match, qualifying match, Austin Aries defeated Rhett Titus in the ring. Tremendous match dig out was. The next matchup was for the the Impact Wrestling Knockouts Championship in an NWA event. Mickey James went one-on-one against Kira Hogan, who was also a former Knockouts Tag Team Champion, and currently she is signed with AEW, so she's a part of this event and everything. It was a good match. I loved how it went down. It was extremely emotional for Kira Hogan because she was in there, and she really held her own in this matchup. I thought she was going to be able to take the Impact Wrestling Knockouts Championship away from Mickey James, but there's a reason why Mickey James is a legend. There's a reason why Mickey James is one of the greatest women's champions of all time, and there's a reason why she is the current Impact Wrestling Knockouts Women's Champion. Your winner, Mickey James against Kira Hogan. Now, I mentioned some Ring of Honor representation, and this was pretty good. The Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships were on the line. The OGK, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett, taking on the team of Aaron Stevens and J.R. Kratos. This was an interesting matchup, to say the least, and everything else like that, simply because Kratos has tried everything in his power to make Aaron Stevens, and most of you guys who know who Aaron Stevens is quite well, he was the artist formerly known as Damian Sandow, just to get that out of the way. So anyways, Aaron Stevens was, he was, you know, being fair, he was, you know, doing what he can and, you know, wrestled a fair match in every way possible, but, you know, I guess Kratos was getting inside the head of Aaron Stevens, and no matter how much Aaron Stevens did not want to cheat, he did. You know, he tried extremely hard not to. Oh, sorry. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why these guys are the World Tag Team Champions, the OGK. Just in case anybody was wondering what OGK means, it's called Original Kingdom. That's what they are, the Original Kingdom. Matt Taven and Mike Bennett retain the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles from Aaron Stevens and Kratos. And Aaron Stevens was just losing his freaking mind. Losing his freaking mind throughout the entire time. Now, before we get into the next matchup, because there's a couple of matches in here, I think they sort of switched it around here a little bit, because there was one match, and this wasn't exactly in the order that I saw it, but this is what I saw. I mean, because the next matchup I see is for the Women's Championship, but we'll talk about that in a moment. There was something that I want to present to everybody, because there was a buzz that took place on Twitter. It was a buzz that came on my Twitter account. Yes, on my Twitter account in every way possible. So, there was a segment that happened involving a surprise appearance, and there were many surprise appearances that happened. One of them was the appearance of the Secret Santa that took place over at NWA Hard Times 2. It was none other than hardcore legend himself, Mick Foley. Now, I posted this on Twitter, and I thought I'd go ahead and play it for you guys right here to give you guys an idea of what happened, because like I said, I saw this event, I recorded it, and I posted this on Twitter, and my Twitter was blowing up like crazy. I mean, ever since I showed, because you'll see the tweet, it has the video of Mick Foley doing this promo, him wearing the Santa outfit, and then you'll see something that says, if you go to Main Event Player on Twitter, at Main Event Player, you'll see something that says, "No way, real Mick Foley is here at NWA Hard Times 2. So, here is what Mick Foley said in the promo. Let me see if we can play it right here, right now. Okay, it's buffering right now. Ah, here we go. All right. Just trying to get this rolling here, if you don't mind.
Right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not just here to spread holiday cheer, though. I'm here to borrow a phrase from the legendary Dusty Rhodes, upon whose immortal promo this Hard Times show was inspired, when he said, 30 years! 30 years! It's been 30 years since I wrestled under the NWA banner. And when I felt the ground shake underneath my feet like we all did when Tyrus performed that slam, it brought me back to a time, November 1989, when I laid out my partner, his name was Rick Fargo, 17 feet away from that ring apron. The longest elbow I've ever dropped in my life. And when I hit the ground, I was told by people in the back, the ground shook. They said, what just happened? We experienced a minor earthquake. And someone said, no, that guy there, without the slightest hint or suggestion of a deltoid muscle, he just dropped an elbow from 17 feet away. And when I walked through that curtain to the back, there was a gauntlet of some of the biggest stars of that era just looking at me, none of them saying a word, until Arn Anderson, the enforcer, AA, stepped in my path. He looked at me and said, son, you just don't have any sense. I said, excuse me, Mr. Anderson, I don't have any dollars. So the last few days I spent retracing my roots, looking at the hospital where my little girl, Noelle, was born in 1993. Looking at the house we called a home for 5 years, but I've also got an eye on the future. People ask about Santa Claus, how does he fit so many toys in one sleigh? My question for you is, how does NWA fit so much talent in one dressing room? I'm visiting people I haven't seen in 20 years, seeing legendary stars like Mickey James tear the house down with a star of tomorrow like Kiara Hogan. And I just don't want the boys and the women in the back, I'm going to be all inclusive, to rest assured that I'm going to have my eyes glued to that monitor. I'll be checking it once. I'll be checking it twice. And I'm going to find out who's naughty or nice. And if someone steps up and crosses over that line, then perhaps this is not the last time this evening that we'll see Mrs. Foley's baby boy. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
A standing ovation.
That was the promo that got everyone's attention. And as this was being played, I finally found what I was looking for and everything else like that. And I don't mean to bring a spoiler up and everything, but there was I found what I was looking for, and I have it here. I want to go ahead and put it out of the way. And I just want to go ahead at this time. That was my email going off right now. I want to go ahead and take this time to say thank you very much to Cage Side Seating for this, because they did a little story, they did a little article on this one, and I'm going to bring a spoiler alert to this one. It says here, Matt Cardona and Mick Foley crashed the NWA Hard Times 2 event. This happened on December 5th, 2020. This is when released the article and everything else like that. And it says here, hands up, if you predicted Matt Cardona and Mick Foley participating in an angle to close the NWA pay-per-view in 2021. Anybody? Nobody? No surprise there. It was quite a surprise as they did just that in the ending of Hard Times 2 on Saturday, December 4th. Trevor Murdoch battled Mike Knox in the main event of the NWA World Heavyweight Championship on the line. It was a beefy slobber knocker. Knox was in control after a suplex and a swinging reverse STO. The champ refused to lose and found an opening for a flying bulldog to claim victory. Let's pause a moment. Let's pause for a moment. Early in the evening, Mick Foley appeared in a special holiday guest. Santa Mick reminisced about wrestling under the NWA banner 30 years ago. His eyes are clearly on the talented wrestlers in the NWA. However, if anyone crosses the naughty line, this may not be the last we see of Mick Foley, which he just talked about in that promo right there. Now, the next part, it does, and this is a tweet that I see right here, and I talked about it right here on Main Event Player. It says, "No way, real Mick Foley is here at NWA Hard Times 2. My tweet was blowing up all over the place. Had about 470 likes, 15 different comments, and about, I think it was like 30 or 40 different retweets, including a retweet from the NWA and a retweet from Mick Foley and several others in that particular nature. And I was like, wow, that was amazing. So let me continue on with this one. That turned out to be a foreshadowing immediately after Murdoch retained the world's title. Cardona arrived ringside. He appeared to be chummy at first, as Murdoch was occupying with Cardona's presence. Knox lashed out as a sore loser with a low blow from behind to the champ's jewels. That's not a surprise. Mick Foley sent something askew, that's what it says. So he came out with an early Christmas gift. Pope stormed the ring, and that being the Pope D'Angelo himself, the Pope stormed into the ring, brawled with Knox. Cardona stepped up to smash Pope into the ring steps. He entered the ring to inquire on Murdoch's health. Knox attacked the champ again with a big foot. Cardona picked up the 10 pounds of gold with a smile and placed it upon Murdoch's chest." And, you know, there was a lot that was showing off here. So there were a lot of other things that happened in Hard Times as well. So, man. So I gave you guys a little bit of a spoiler what happened at the end of the NWA Championship matchup. So, but I wanted to get this out of the way because I was trying to look for it. I found it on my Facebook page and I wanted to blow it up to everybody. So once again, I want to say thank you very much to Twitter. Thank you very much to the NWA. Thank you very much to Kate Site Seedings for this article. And not to mentioning my name and mentioning a couple of other people as well on this tweet. I mean, because I, like I said, I was watching the event. I was seeing Mick Foley come out. I went ahead and recorded it on my phone because I don't really know how I'm supposed to record it from the pay-per-view to my phone. I've been wanting to find that out for quite a while so that way I wouldn't have to do stuff like that. But however it goes, it's the way it is. But nonetheless, thank you so much for that and everything else like that. But let me go ahead and continue on with the rest of the matches that took place over at NWA Hard Times. There was another thing that we will talk about in a moment. I'm hoping to get a chance to play this one later on. And it involves another special guest, which was Jazz. And it was something that was extremely important here. Melina was defeated at the hands of Camille for the NWA Women's World Championship. There was something else that happened on there as well. We'll talk about it in a moment. We talked about the Pope earlier. Pope was involved as a special guest referee in a World Television Championship match, a no disqualification match that featured Tyrus with Austin Island in his corner, going up against Scion, the mystery mask man that everyone's been talking about. And it seemed like everything was going Scion's way, but how do you overpower a man like Tyrus? You can't. There's no way. And Tyrus was pretty much trying to get under the skin of the Pope, and the Pope pretty much got involved in the match, even though he's supposed to be a referee capacity. And he made one mistake and laid out Scion, and then Scion was laid out at the hands of Tyrus. The other members of Tyrus's group were left out to ringside, but however, they were brought back by Austin Idol, which they weren't supposed to, and I wouldn't understand that and everything else like that. Tyrus took advantage of the situation, pinned Scion, and unfortunately the Pope had no choice but to go ahead and go for the 1-2-3. He is the referee. He has a job to do. He did it. Tyrus retains the World Television title. He defeats Scion. That was the end of the match. The next one, the NWA World Tag Team Championships were on the line. La Rebellion defeated the Team of the End, retaining the NWA World Tag Team titles. Great tag match. Extremely good tag match here. Chris Adonis had defeated, I was going to say Judas, but it's actually Judas. Chris Adonis defeated Judas with Father James Mitchell in his corner and retained the NWA National Championship. And also, this one also took place in the Countdown show. I don't understand why it didn't happen. Oh, actually, this took place earlier. I don't understand why they mix these up, but we'll see what happens here. But Colby Carino went one-on-one against Douglas Williams. Colby Carino won and defeated Douglas Williams in the ring. Douglas Williams, who was a former... he was a former X Division champion, also a former tag team champion. He was also partners with Nick Aldis when they were part of the British Invasion years ago in Impact Wrestling back in 2009. Now, we talked about the Trevor Murdoch versus Mike Knox match. Trevor Murdoch retained his championship over Mike Knox. That took place. The last match, it wasn't the last match, but this matchup I've been dying to check out was a grudge match. And it says here, no compartments at ringside. If either man is disqualified, they will be suspended for 8 weeks. Nick Aldis going one-on-one against Tom Latimer. Tremendous matchup in every way possible. This was something I was looking forward to checking out for a while. Now, before I go ahead and play, give you the results of it, here is the national...
This is Atlanta, GA. Yeah! This is the home of the past, present, and future of professional wrestling. Yeah! This is where the likes of Austin Idol and Ricky Morton can come back and have a resurgence, and we can remind the world of their greatness. This is where Tim Storm stood and said, this is my mountaintop. This is where I stood and said there were men and women in the back who were just gunning for a chance to prove themselves to be the best in professional wrestling. Simply put, this is the NWA. This is Hard Times 2. 8 championships will be decided tonight, but in a remarkable change of pace for yours truly, tonight is not about championships. It's not about money. It's not about anything except respect. Because for 17 years, I looked at Tom Latimer in the eye and said, I love you, brother. A man who I have spoken up for over and over again, who every door I had the opportunity to walk through, I held open for him. And he deserved that. But now, he deserves an ass kicking. So tonight, Hard Times 2, it's all about respect, and it's coming at the hands of the old National Treasure.
Live on Fight Order Now!
Yeah, that's the comments from Nick Aldis before he had his matchup with Tom Latimer. This was a great match, an awesome grudge match from head to toe, although there was that one part where we saw Full Moon in the match. And for those that wonder what I'm talking about, if you saw the match, you know what I'm talking about. If you have no idea, you need to look into it if you know what I mean. So, just to go ahead and get this out of the way, there's a reason why Nick Aldis was the longest reigning NWA World Heavyweight Champion in the last few years. There's a reason why Nick Aldis is the national treasure. He is the headliner. He is the man. He is truly one of the best wrestlers going today. Nick Aldis defeated Tom Latimer over at Hard Times 2. So the big question remains is, does this feud continue or does it come to an end right there at Hard Times? We'll have to wait and see. Okay, so I gave you all the results. I gave you all the stuff over here. We mentioned some surprises. We talked about Mick Foley being there. We also talked about Matt Cardona being over there as well. Oh, and also, and just to go ahead and get this out of the way, because when the tag team, and I didn't get a chance to record this, but when the tag team title match took place between the La Rebellion and the N, the Rebellion retained the tag team titles, and all of a sudden, there was a surprise appearance by not only JTG, who's also a former WWE superstar, but also another former WWE superstar made a surprise appearance, and that was the man formerly known as Fandango. But now, I don't know exactly what he's called. I think he's called the Dirty Fandango, or the Dirty Joe, or Dirty Curtis, or Curtis Axel. I don't know what the fuck he is, but should be interesting to check out here. We'll see how it goes right here. Now, I wanted to save this one for last, and this all involves a very special tribute. I post some of this on Facebook, but I recorded the rest, this was a very, very special tribute to one of the greatest women's champions of all time. A woman who has held on to the NWA Women's World Championship, and not to mention she was also a former WWF Women's Champion. She was also part of the ECW Ally. I'm talking about Jazz. And I gotta tell you, this tribute was very, very special. I had a chance to play it. I had a chance to record it. You get a chance to hear it play right here on the Main Event Talk Podcast. You'll get a chance to see it. Get a chance to see NWA Hard Times 2 as it takes place on pay-per-view. You can see it on Fight, on demand, and however you want to see it. Maybe you can see it on YouTube, who knows. So here is the video, here's the deal, the tribute to Jazz on NWA Hard Times 2, which should be very, very special.
Two-time WWE Women's Champion and dominating as the NWA World's Women's Champion for over 900 days. No matter who stood across from her, be it woman or man, she made sure opponents could never forget that she was the female fighting phenom. Accompanied by her husband, Rodney Mack, please welcome Jazz.
Yes.
What a career. What an incredible career. And an honor to be able to.
There's my girl right there. Yes, baby.
I am not overstating this.
They have two beautiful daughters, Summer and Sky. I'm sure they're watching the pay-per-view right now, smiling from ear to ear.
I have known Jazz for about 20 years now. I've been on multiple shows with her, and I'm just so proud of her right now in this moment. The NWA honoring such a career of such a woman legend in this business. Yes, Jazz. Get it, Mama, and all the women come first.
guys, thank you so much. Thank you. Ladies. First, I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. First, I would like to thank God for granting me the talent and the gift to be able to perform for all of you for 25 years. I would like to thank everyone that has ever given me the platform to showcase what I love so, so dearly. That has given me the platform to become the female fighting phenom. The platform that has given me the opportunity to become the baddest bitch.
She sure is.
I'd like to thank the WWE for allowing me the opportunity to become the last WWF Women's Champion. The first WWE Women's Champion. And the first African American woman to go into WrestleMania as the WWE Women's World Champion. And to walk out with my hand raised, announced, and still your WWE Women's World Champion. I would like to thank Paulie and Dreamer ECW for believing in a little short black girl from Memphis, Tennessee. And telling me I had all the TNA that I needed. And it wasn't for tits and ass. It was for talent and ability. And to be standing right here in the center of this ring, the NWA. Billy Corgan, I'd like to thank you for having the trust and the faith in me for being your NWA Women's World Champion for over 900 days. There's so many guys that I can think, but I'm not gonna go into naming everybody, but it's a lot of people coming to play. But I would like to thank my better half here. From day one, when we met, we said we were going to make it. We set a goal to become, if not the best, but one of the best in this business. Rodney, guys, we had shoe jobs, you know, barely making it. He used to get off work, come wake me up 9:30, 10 o'clock at night to go work out. Boy, did I hate it. But that's what I knew, that's what it took. So he's been my gym partner. He's been my my rock. He's been my best friend. He's been my physical therapist. From whenever I'm hurt and injured and laying on the bed feeling sorry for myself, he's like, no, get your butt up. You're jazz. And by telling me to get out there, get in the park, and putting a girl on my shoulders, make me run up a damn hill so I can come back and take what belonged to me. Yeah. I would like to thank my babies. They're not here right now. But everything I do for them. And all I try to do in life is to just make them proud of their mama. And that's my legacy, guys. Just honestly, just to be the best parent and the mama I can possibly be. But I would like to thank Billy for giving me the opportunity to open up the next chapter in my career of working behind the scenes and producing some kick-ass matches with some of the best women in the industry. Thank you, girls. Well, you ladies, but you still girls because you're all younger than me. For trusting me and trusting my thoughts and my opinions and just kind of going with the flow with me sometimes and seeing the same vision, you know. So thank you. Thank you. I love you, ladies. You all rock. You kick ass. I thank you. Medusa, where's Medusa? I love you, Miss Deborah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I said I was not gonna say anything or do anything to make us all start crying. And because we got another kick-ass match that's coming up. So I just like to thank everyone. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
That was a very special tribute over there to Jazz and everything. NWA Hard Times 2 was amazing. I love how everything went down. It was spectacular. I love how everything went down. And if you guys had an opportunity to check out NWA Hard Times 2, you know what's up. But if you haven't had a chance to do it, get a chance to check it out on Fight TV when you have the opportunity, because it was an epic event. Loved it, digged it, and everything else like that. It was truly, truly special to check out. So, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of this episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. But before we leave, here's what to expect on the next episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast.
You're looking at the future of WWE.
The game has changed.
You want to overlook Team 2.0? That's fine. You bet your ass we're going to break.
I show up, the situation gets resolved.
When I shoot, I don't miss.
Because that's what a good sports entertainer does in 2021.
We are ready to take over NXT.
That spells disaster for you.
Let's make it NXT 2.0 versus NXT Black and Gold!
They wouldn't have an NXT to work for. It was over our blood, our sweat, our sacrifices, and that's true.
Let's call it what it is. They're looking to replace us. War is the name of the game, and whose game is it? It's the Black and Gold's game. You're looking at veterans of war games. These lads have no idea what they're in for.
You NXT 2.0 kids! You live in a unicorn fantasy land.
Braun Breakers, the Carmelo Hayes, all of them, yeah, they get handed everything.
They have the advantage, and they've had the advantage since they stepped foot in this building.
I earned the advantage for Team
2.0, but Ciampa, I still got my eyes on you and the NXT Championship.
This War Games, more so than any before, is personal.
You've done it all here in NXT.
They paved the road that we're walking on the War Games right now.
Big moments, championships, action figures, video games.
But that road has got potholes.
They've had it all. And we want it all.
Team Black and Gold. We've all accomplished so much, but people keep moving the goalposts.
There's a fresher, more exciting, more handsome version of you on the scene.
We're gonna find out what NXT 2.0 is all about.
War Games is a stepping stone. There's no rules. There's no code of conduct. It is war.
So that's what's pretty much going to take place on the next episode of the Main Event Talk podcast, talking about NXT TakeOver, well, NXT War Games to be exact, because we can't exactly talk it, you know, call it, you know, TakeOver, especially when TakeOver is basically, you pretty much can't say TakeOver anymore. It's just now, you know, more about, what is it called, just, I don't know, it's just ridiculous how much it has changed in the past, and just okay, right there. Yeah, just trying to get everything all set up and ready to go right now. So, anyways, that's gonna do it for this edition of this episode of the Main Event Talk podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it. And like I said before, if you guys get an opportunity to check out NWA Hard Times 2, check it out. Live as it happens on Fight TV. You can see it on demand. You can probably see it on YouTube if there's any way to check it out in any way possible. In the next episode, like I said, we're going to talk about NXT War Games. We're going to talk about the Black and Gold taking on NXT 2.0. We'll also talk about the Women's War Games. We'll also talk about the hair versus hair match, the Cruiserweight Championship, and much more. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the events that are going to be taking place in the next few weeks, including Ring of Honor's final battle, which is going to happen live December 11th. We're going to talk about that as well. Also, winter is coming. You guys know the story. You know it's going to happen. It is official. The AEW World Heavyweight Championship will be decided. Hangman Adam Page will be defending his championship against Bryan Danielson. And there's going to be a lot more coming up very, very soon. Also, even though we're in 2021 right now, 2022 is coming, and it's going to come in day one, Saturday, January 1st of 2022. And just to give you guys an idea, here are the matches. Roman Reigns will be defending the Universal Championship against Brock Lesnar, a triple threat match for the WWE Championship as Big E goes one-on-one and one against Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens, and so much more. Also, a match, a one-on-one match that nobody, not even I, expected. It's The Miz going one-on-one against Edge. That's kind of a bit crazy to see that, right? You know. Miz versus Edge. That's a bit interesting there, huh? Oh, well. But anyways, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of this episode. Follow the Main Event on Twitter, twitter.com/@MainEventPlayer. You can also follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/@MainEventPlayer. The Main Event Talk Facebook page is officially, well, it's done. It's going to be deleted on December 14th. It's going to be over, and we're going to restart the whole thing all over again when the time is right and everything else like that. Let's see also, and just to get this out of the way, because we've got a lot more we got to cover here and stuff. Let's see. Yeah, sorry about that. We're trying to get this rolling here because we can't. Boom. Okay. Never mind. But anyways, we'll get the main event Facebook page up and running as soon as we can. And as always, if you want a friend request me, proceed at your own risk. Thank you for listening. See you next time on another great episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. Why?